So there's a blessing to enter into a covenant. There can also be a curse entering into a covenant. I'm going to talk about that, and I want it to forever change your attitude toward God's covenants, which are not like the covenants of men. If you have a Bible, turn it to Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 13. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 13. All right, first of all, let me make this declaration. Your season of doubt, your season of mistrust, your season of skepticism, your season of sorrow, of heartache, and heartbreak changes today forever, because what God does forever. You with me? All right, there are seven covenant promises. Shout covenant. No, covenant. We don't understand covenant anymore because we don't make them. Right? You enter into a contract and you sign your name and you say, I'd like, I don't know, whatever, $25,000 on a note at whatever percent interest so I can buy this car. Right? So a lending institution enters into that contract with you. So at the end of every month, they expect a payment. Now, we call that a contract. A contract is a covenant. A covenant must always have the exchange of principle. In other words, one party is giving something and the other party is giving something. Thereby, they are entering into a covenant. You with me? So there's a blessing to enter into a covenant. There can also be a curse entering into a covenant. I'm going to talk about that, and I want it to forever change your attitude toward God's covenants, which are not like the covenants of men. There are seven covenant promises, and I want to take root. I want them to take root in your spirit today. I want to alert you to this very strategic, this momentous moment on God's celestial calendar. I want to draw your attention to the absolute assurance regarding God fulfilling his promise to you. Hebrews 6:13 is extremely instructive. Here's what it says. When God made a promise to Abraham, because God could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. God's promise is always confirmed by God's oath. God's promise must never ever be compared to the anemic and often false promises in your life from mere humans. If you've ever had anybody break their promise to you, shout now and don't stop till I tell you. If you've had anybody break their promise to you. Well, here the Hebrew writer is quoting from what is commonly referred to as the Abrahamic covenant. This is the covenant that God made with the patriarch Abraham, from which came the nation of Israel. Genesis 22:16 and 17. This is what the Hebrew writer is quoting. So we've got it in the book of Hebrews, but it's drawn all the way back from the earliest days of our Judeo-Christian ethic, all the way back with God talking to Abraham. And your Bible said, God said, by myself have I sworn, that in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. God's blessing becomes our blessedness. Somebody shout, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, or I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed, blessed, blessed. I am blessed. Now here's what he's talking about. If you entered into that covenant, the Abrahamic covenant was a blood covenant. So we get all the way to Calvary, and God said back in the old covenant, because I have no greater oath to make, because I cannot swear by anything greater than myself, I swear by myself and I seal it in blood at the cross, I am going to bless you. Now you're already blessed. Your sins are washed away. Your iniquities are purged. Your sins, though they be red as scarlet, they're white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they are white as wool. Somebody say, I'm on my way to heaven. I must be already blessed. He's saying, in blessing, I will bless you. In other words, because you're saved, I am not only going to continue to bless you, but I am going to multiply that blessing until he brings us into the perfection of blessedness, which is a place where the gates are made of one pearl and the streets are made of gold. This is the glorious gospel of covenant. I'm not finished. Here is God's affirmation. Here is the guarantee of heaven. You notice you never enter into a contract, a covenant, with what is without what is called earnest money. Something of value. When you enter into a contract and you say, I want to buy thus and so, they will say, we will enter into this contract with you. What is your earnest money? That's money that if the thing falls through, you don't ever get back. Here's what we call it. You got skin in the game. On that rugged, cruel cross, God had skin in this game. Because there was nothing, though God searched through heaven above and earth below, there was nothing as valuable as his word of earnest. because there was no one and nothing more valuable, of greater importance than God himself. He entered into a covenant and swore by himself. Now, you're not there yet, but I'll get you there. Here's what he said. Sitting upon his ethereal throne, surrounded by 400 billion cherubim, shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, making the earth and his enemies his footstool. Creator of heaven and earth, Jehovah Bara, I created it, I own it. I made it, I can do with it what I want. I created it, I can fix it." He said, if I ever fail to make good on my promise to you, I will abandon, come off of, and surrender my throne to Satan if I break my covenant promise to you. Now go ahead and say he doesn't want to heal me. Go ahead and say he doesn't want to deliver me. Go and say he doesn't really want to bless me. Go ahead and say he just wants to give me enough to get by. Go ahead and say there are certain things I just have to put up with. Go ahead and say I'm sometimes the head, but most of the time I'm the tail. We are blessed. And in blessing, he will continue to bless us. And in blessing us, he will multiply our blessing. Yeah, you shaking your head, but you ain't shouting. If you really got it, you jerk these chairs up off this floor. His promises are yes. Yes. 36 times Jesus was asked, "Will you heal me?" 36 times he said yes, because he cannot say no. It is his oath. He swore by himself. He's not going to lose his throne by not blessing you. I'm about done. His promises are yes. Shout it. Your promise is yes. Will I heal the fevered brow of your infant child? Will I take autism spectrum disorders off your children? Will I take cancer off your vocal cord? God's promises are yes and amen. So be it. You say, God, I am asking you according to your word, thus and so. Amen. And from heaven, God, with covenant blood around him, says, so be it. Will you stop the ringing in my ears? I believe you to do it. Amen. So be it. Shout, so be it. Will I give you back everything the devil stole? Amen. So be it. Will I bless you when you get there? Will I bless you when you leave? Will I bless you coming in? Will I bless you going out? Will I make you the head and not the tail? Will I make you above? Top tier. Throw your hands up and say, God, go ahead and bless me. Make me top tier. Amen. Now shout, God's, so be it. Oh, I certainly realize that for so many, it's human nature to look back. But hear this gospel preacher today. The blessings in front of you are far greater than what's back there behind you. It's acceleration time. And I'm here to tell you that no matter what challenge you faced in 2024, 2025 is your year of suddenly miracles, miracles of restoration. Come on, get your faith in here with me. Miracles of deliverance for you, your family, those you love. Miracles of your peace and your joy being restored. Miracles of provision and prosperity. I like to say it this way. God's going to provide it and make the devil deliver it. Just get ready for it. The living God has already made, hear me now, his sovereign promise followed by his oath to you. And he is not a man that he should lie. He's in no way a covenant breaker. In 2025, you can have absolute confidence and assurance of his grace and favor. And I believe with you today that your breakthrough is coming, but you have to hear me, suddenly. You got to get ready for it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to prepare yourself for it. 2025, the number 25 symbolizes God Almighty reaching out both hands, reaching out his open hands to you, toward you. It's a year of double grace. Grace upon more grace. Grace more than sufficient to move you. Hear me. Far, far beyond what you've settled for or what you've been accustomed to. There's a grace coming to you in 2025 to launch you suddenly into a season of extraordinary acceleration. I need you to begin rejoicing with me today over what the Lord Jesus Christ has already set in motion for you, for me in this year. A mighty transformation poured out
suddenly. Step now into a new season of the acceleration of your faith. Start this way. Write down your urgent prayer requests. As I so often say, don't send me those things you haven't been praying about. Send me those requests that keep you up at night. Send them to me. Get them to me today. Agreement is essential to victory. On New Year's Eve, 2024 to 2025, December 31st, mighty, equipped, Holy Ghost anointed prayer warriors and intercessors around the world are going to join my beautiful wife, Joni, and me in declaring and decreeing your suddenly miracle. Now, you know this. Let me remind you. There is never, ever a seed required for us to pray for you. That's what we are called to do, to pray with you, to pray for you. But you need to also remember the atmosphere of expectancy is the birthplace of your miracle. So I'm going to go ahead and encourage you right now. I want to build your faith, encourage your faith, strengthen your faith. And you can do that when you agree with this global ministry by sowing your seed. Then you and I come into covenant together, and we're believing for you to experience grace upon more grace in 2025. Now, some of you may have already sown a $25 seed for your suddenly miracle. I don't know. I pray that you have. But you're believing for something far greater. Now listen, when you sow, I can't believe that we're making this available to you, because it, just as far as the ministry tools we're extending to you, it's worth five times that. But when you sow $125 today, I've created a brand new 365-day, isn't it beautiful? Every day, 365-day devotional, and I titled it, Suddenly, the Winds of the Holy Spirit. My great God, what a blessing every single day. It'll build your faith, starve your doubts to death every day of 2025. And I'm also going to include a personally signed 50th anniversary Jubilee Bible. Whew. You will increase grace upon grace. It's got added weekly devotionals along with the daily devotionals. It's in large print, beautiful rose gold edges. They're so, so appealing. Feels so good in your hands. You're going to be strengthened every day as you and I study together. The Jubilee Bible, celebrating my 50th year in gospel ministry. All that for your gift of only $125 today. So call right now. Sow your very best seed, because the answer to the cry of your heart is only one suddenly miracle away. Now you can also rush your letter to me. Love to hold those letters. Or just take your phone, scan that QR code on your screen. That'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. I want to thank you so much for your generous support of this global ministry this past year. It's only because of your faithfulness that I'm celebrating my 50th year in gospel ministry. Sow your seed before New Year's Eve and get ready to thrive with me in 2025.
Remember the holy promise written in Malachi 3:1. The Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come into his temple. God will find you in your moment of need. And in 2025, the Lord's open hands will reach out to you. The holy angel Gabriel suddenly appeared to Mary to announce, "You are blessed and highly favored," and added, "Fear not, 2025 will usher in your year of being suddenly fearless." Sow your seed of faith today to support Breakthrough's worldwide broadcast and digital media outreaches, the Compassionate Missions Outreach of Bridge of Hope, and so much more. For your love gift of $50 or more, we'll send you Rod Parsley's new gift for 2025, Suddenly, the Wind of God's Spirit. This inspirational 365-day devotional will revolutionize your life and spiritual walk all year long. For a gift of $125 or more, we'll also include a signed copy of this year's most requested Bible, the 50th Anniversary Breakthrough Jubilee Bible. It'll be a treasured keepsake for you or a loved one. The soft cover, surrounded by rose gold edges, opens to large print text. It's Pastor Parsley's favorite Bible. For those blessed by God to give $1,025 or more, we'll add this famous The Creation of Adam print, showing the hand of God reaching out to touch the hand of man. Michelangelo's classic work of art will remind you that God is reaching out to you in 2025. Please call before New Year's Eve and include your prayer requests or give securely at rodparsley.com. Your suddenly miracle is coming, rich with God's blessings for you.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Well, listen closely now. I've only got just a minute to remind you that every week there's brand new ministry content available to you on all of my social media platforms. So get on there, like them, follow, do all the things. It's only there to build you up, to encourage you in the Lord. Also, all of our services at World Harvest Church are streamed live on social media platforms and at rodparsley.com. Come on now, be a part of our World Harvest Church extended family. You'll be glad you did. See you next time on Your Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.